everyone, and welcome back to the Crimes of Rin 2. So basically this episode, we're just kind of going to like talk about like our thoughts, our concerns, what we thought about the people, what we thought about like the case. Do we have the same opinion? I'm going to talk about a TikTok person that I've been following since we did this case and I watched the documentary. So if you have not seen the documentary,
Crime Scene, The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel.
But if you have not, go on and checked out that episode or those four episodes, go check it out. Binge it in a day like we did, you know, no shame.
Yeah, only 4 hours to finish it all. You can do it.
We have faith in you.
I was quarantined because my husband had COVID.
I was just off. And nobody was at the house.
So we did it. You can do it. Okay, let's start.
Whatever. So
because I don't know how many times, every time this gets brought up, I want to be like, what did you think about the manager?
Yes. Okay.
She did it.
Do you think? See, I just think.
I don't think she did it. I think she's hiding something.
I don't. See, I seen that on Facebook.
No. Why in the world? Is when the cops show up, you call your mom and you're like, we're in big trouble.
Who would you call? That would be the one time that I call her. You call her mom 8 times a day. We done discussed this last week. Okay.
But the thing is, you're not going to say, we in big trouble. Just be like, there's something going on here. Like, I don't know what's going on. Not, we in big trouble. That's like, we got to hide something.
See, I took it. And I can understand where you're coming from. Shady. But I feel shady. I feel like if that happened to me, like something happened at my work and say I worked at a hotel and there was a body in the water tank, my first phone call would probably be to Anthony saying, oh my God, like this hotel that I work at is going down. Like, oh my God, you know, like. I took it as that. Like, she was like, oh, my God, XYZ Hotel is
maybe
not looking good. That is how I took it. I'm more businessy than you are. So that's how I took it.
No, anybody that we're going to say on here, I'm going to say they did it.
I know.
Until I tell you what I really think. So, but that was the first thing. When she popped up there and she was like, wah, blah, 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 I'm like, she did it.
I
don't think she did it.
I know what you mean. I think she's covering for the hotel.
Yes, I think she knows more of what's going on because I'm probably going to jump some bullet points, but why would the video be edited? Why did they take so many days to release the video footage and then it was edited?
We will talk more into that. Okay. And
so that's what I'm saying. She not necessarily took her up there, but something along the lines, she is covering up something.
Yeah.
Because how they ended, and we'll get to that part, could possibly be legit, but there's more to it.
But see, my thing is I think the place is way more like, whoo. And when I say whoo, I mean like ghosty, like whoo. Then I realized watching some stuff, I'm like, whoo, this place be like, whoa. So what is she going to say? Like, well, we got a ghost infested problem, possibly some like demony stuff going on here.
Yeah, I throw anything under the bus because I know this hotel's going down either way.
I mean, either way she's looking, people gonna be judging her. Like, people gonna be judging her because they think she's guilty, or people gonna be judging her because she's like crazy because it's like, oh,
okay,
we got a ghost infested problem.
So we already know. Then that's when you do like some holy water stuff and just splash it everywhere.
That's why I'm like, you just tear down that building. Just
Then the ghost would be flying everywhere.
Came in like a wrecking ball.
Okay, anyways, so you don't think she did it. I think she's up to something. I don't think she nearly put her hands on her, but she's covering up something.
Yeah. So the next thing, and like these are my notes we're looking at, but the next thing that like caught my attention in this documentary is when she said the things that get left behind. She found a snake in the tub. Like, what in the world? Like, who is leaving snakes in tubs?
It kind of came through the pipes.
Like, no. Ooh. So they got black water and snakes coming up the pipes.
Snakes coming up the pipes can happen.
The day that a snake comes up any pipes in my house, it'll be the last day I'm staying in that house.
Yeah.
Ain't having that.
I agree.
Ain't having that.
That's why it scares me every time I'm in Oklahoma, because they keep their toilet seats down just in case. And I'm like, Yeah.
If they could only see how, like, our face. Drop my jaws are. My jaw.
Yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean? You don't hear about that here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. But what I mean by the young couple, Tamara,
it's the ones that came overseas.
Yes, and they were like, oh, let's go to L.A. Just randomly. Like, where are we going to go? Let's go to L.A. Because it was right after I watched this right after we did the episode, and you're like, oh, I just randomly went to Kansas. I don't know. Who just...
I've never been to Kansas in my life.
Well, where did it that you just randomly went?
Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. Whatever. Kansas, Ohio.
Not the same.
Not good with a map. Anyways, so I was just like, oh, look, it's Tamara and Keenan.
Yes, we just randomly will be like, oh, let's go here. We just woke up this morning. We don't know what to do. Let's go to Maine.
But after watching this documentary, I got a better idea of how this place is laid out. Like, I've seen a few pictures, and you've seen the pictures.
Nothing's like the videos, the actual documentary. Like, you actually get to see more.
Yes. And how I did not realize that when they changed it into the Stay on Main, that they legit, like, made a separate, like, Stay on Main lobby. I thought...
It was still the same elevator.
Yeah, they used the same elevator, but I didn't know they had a separate lobby and, like, separate, like, floors that was just designated to that. Like, I thought it was just, like...
Because a bunch of convicts would go there after, and they had to keep their guests safe.
Yeah, but I just thought they just changed the name from what I researched. Well, But I was just like, huh, okay. So it's like this floor, you know, like residence, this floor, stay on Main, this floor is you sketchy hotel. Okay. Yeah. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, you walk 13th floor, it always skipped.
Yeah, it's like you walk in this store and you're going to get the bougie price. You walk in this store, it's like, you went by the hour?
$38.24. Are you talking about the $22.95.
Oh, you're looking at my pricing list. Okay, so did you see the legit signage on the wall of the rooms? Okay, so it's like, the rooms were super cheap. $1.50 to $2. Even today, like, because I converted that to what it was back then to 2021 conversion. I mean, I don't doubt that they would be charging this price now, but
yeah, it'd be free.
I'm just saying, like, if they were open and active, I don't feel like the rooms would be this cheap.
No, it was bought out and they're redoing it.
But it's still been abandoned. Like, they haven't, I've heard that they bought it.
Running stuff going in it.
Yeah, it's on. Some weird stuff.
But it was bought for like millions of dollars.
Yes. And I'm like, why and who? Like, why? Why pay that much?
They're going to make it a haunted museum hotel where it's like stay a few days.
I feel like they would make way more money if they did.
Yeah.
Because I've listened to a few podcasts since the documentaries came out and they're like, ooh, I would love to do a podcast there. No. Yes, me too.
No.
I wouldn't want to stay the night there. But
look, I'm not even kidding you. When the people went in there with the cameras and stuff, it gave me anxiety.
Seriously?
I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to get stuck. Something's going to happen.
Oh, I wouldn't be getting in the elevator. I don't.
Like, you don't know how much anxiety I have waiting for something to like pop up and snatch them.
But like that didn't get me. It'd be the elevator. I would not get on the elevator. The
people walking in there, getting in the elevator, going up the steps, and how nervous they were. My anxiety was like out of the roof.
Tim was like, I'm ready for a ghost to pop out and be like,
ooh. No, I was waiting for like some kind of paranormal and they like drag them up the steps and do like they did to Elise or I don't know. Anyways, continue.
My favorite quote that this manager said in this whole documentary.
1,000 911 calls on the weekly.
She said.
The police stayed here daily. I mean, we only had 50,000 come visit a day, you know, no big. There was only murderers, serial killers, suicides, you know, it just happened. That's just what it became.
So it's like, she throws out the, you know, whole like thousands of the 911 calls, and then she
only had the place for like 5 years.
Yeah, and then she goes, is there any room that someone hasn't died in? Excuse me.
wait a minute and go back. There's 300 rooms with a 1.5 bath. I mean 300 rooms without a bath, 200 rooms with a private toilet, so we're at 500. 200 rooms with a private bath. There's 700 rooms, and you're saying that somebody has died in all 700 rooms?
Not every single room, but she implied that people were dying, like, in every room. Did you not hear that quote where she, like, turned to somebody else, and she's like, so is there any room that someone hasn't died in? That is not a question you should be asked in. Right now in the documentary is where they start talking about Elise and about her case. And they're going through the YouTube documentaries and stuff that I seen that was like pieced together. And then the part that the cops did and said really just rubbed me the wrong way, Tamara. Rubbed me the wrong way.
I feel like the cops are covering something else too.
Yes. In a way, I do. I really do.
Like, I feel like the managers and the cops are covering something.
Because when the cop was like, oh, we were all at OT, like, you know, 14, 16 hours. They had to, like, call it quits. Excuse me, do you not have, like, another shift that can come and, like, replace you? Another fresh eye? Like, somebody to keep the investigation going? Like, you just say, oh, after 14, 16 hours, we all going home.
Yep. Wouldn't you think a bunch of different people would be watching it anyways? And you're not going to have somebody staring at the same screen because then you're just going to be seeing the same stuff and hallucinating what you already seen?
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm still confused.
I said, wouldn't you have them just look at it for like 3 hours and be like, all right, let's switch them up so they're not seeing the same thing over and over
and over? Well, I'm not even talking about like the watching the cameras. I'm talking about like just the cops investigating the building, like looking in to see where she was, finding stuff, because it's like they didn't look everywhere before they called it a day.
Well, what about when the cops were looking over and they said that the water tank was closed?
See, it's just
I wanted to go back and watch, and when they were doing over the thing, like, when it was showing the live footage, I wanted to go back and look to see if it really was closed, because I'm pretty sure I looked, and it was closed.
would have been closed because they already seen her and they were draining it and they closed it.
No, this is when they were doing live footage of them searching the top.
Oh, before they looked in there. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Then I thought, maybe, because it was a while before the water turned black, what if they had killed her, they were searching the top, and then they moved her out there and forgot to close the lid?
Yeah. Look, another thing that I was just like, the LAPD just really rubbed me the wrong way, is when they basically implied that she was not a high priority case. And that the ex-LAPD cop killer came first.
Because it was their safety.
And I was just like, excuse me?
We're like, we had to close it down so only so many employees were working because this cop was going to kill us all.
You went from 18 cops on this case to 4 cops?
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? Okay.
I mean, I understand safety and watching out, but don't say that somebody's not a high priority of a missing person.
Yeah. Like, wrong choice of words.
Yeah.
Really wrong choice of words. And then, before this episode ends, we get into the elevator. And I'm like,
no, we don't.
I mean, we don't personally get in the elevator, but she gets in the elevator. And from watching, and I've watched a lot of YouTube videos, and then it showed her in this documentary. I don't see where she pushed certain buttons. I just show where it looks like she goes up and down. But they were like, oh, she pushed this button and this button, and she did this, and she was on this floor.
I seen something about
I couldn't tell.
Push that she was on the 14th floor. And then she pushed a button where if you push the button, it opens the door for 2 minutes.
Uh-huh. See, I couldn't tell exactly, like, what buttons she pushed. No, I just looked like, it looked like the center. And I'm just like, how can you tell? Yeah. Like, how can you tell?
How would they know?
Mm-hmm. But, and then, episode 2 starts. And we start going down this rabbit hole of her Tumblr. And we find out all about her, which some of it we brought up in the episode a few weeks ago, you know, where she talks about her mental illness, yada, yada, yada. And then we go back to this daggum elevator video. And
it's the most famous elevator video.
It is really famous because, you know, everybody's like, this is the last video of her. Yes, I understand that. But it's just really weird. It's really weird. And it will spin people out of control watching that video. Because
it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. There looks like there is a part that's missing, whether or not the cops took it out, because that part plays a huge part of the case and they're just not telling us that. If the hotel edited, who knows? But working with the company that I work, our camera systems are like from the 1800s. They are janky. And watching this and then watching that, it kind of makes more sense what I'm about to tell you. From the video, like, some of her movements and stuff happens and whatever. Stuff looks really, like,
awkward,
edited, and, like, clipped in. From one of my cameras at work, if you're walking down a certain, like, hallway area, you could be walking. Once you hit a doorway, you can still see down this hallway. But once you hit that doorway, you disappear. Like, you disappear.
Hmm.
You don't continue walking. You just poof, you gone. And so I don't know if their camera system is as janky.
I would believe so. Have you seen the hotel? That was janky.
Yeah. So that's what I'm like wondering.
I don't think I've ever heard that word janky before.
You haven't?
No. That's going to be the title of this. It was janky.
But also, and I did not see this in the first like million times that I watched this, but did you see a shoe? And do you think that shoe is somebody else's foot other than Elise's?
It was government. That's what I thought of when I saw the shoe. And they're trying to cover it up by the police.
Okay. It's not what I was thinking, but okay.
I'm just kidding.
I did not see it the first time.
See the black blob, but I don't know.
I feel like
it could have been a shadow.
It could have been a shadow. Or it could have been her foot with the shadow, like her turn a certain way, and all you see is like the toe part. I don't per se that was somebody like, ooh, that was the person who possibly killed her, some foot, and we see that they're wearing a black shoe.
But you want to think of all possibilities when...
I know, but this is like the rabbit hole people that are coming up with this. And don't come at me, rabbit hole people, because I am a rabbit hole person. We have a
podcast. That's the rabbit holes we jump into.
Yes. But I'm just saying, me personally, I don't think it's somebody else's shoe. Like, if it is a shoe, I believe it is her shoe. Maybe a shadow that makes it look like it's not her shoe. But I don't think it's another individual's shoe. We on the same?
I don't even know what I would think about it.
But, and then...
is or isn't. I don't know. I need more details to think yes or no. Mm-mm.
So, the rest of this episode, they talk about, like, how cheap the rent is. And I'm just like, let me pay $400 in rent. I don't want to stay there and pay $400, but let me pay $400 in rent. And then how in 10 years, they've had 80 deaths. And this place has been open 94 years, with the first death being 4 years after they open. So
for 90 years, there was a death almost every year.
Yeah. Like, that's a lot of deaths. Like, this place... like, in 90 years, you have 80 deaths.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
That's fascinating.
And then for them to classify the sixth floor and up to equal death?
No, thank you.
Can I stay on the first floor? Like, is that closest to heaven? Like, is that closest, like, to safety? Like, you don't closest die?
To heaven. No, closest to heaven's going to be six and up, where you higher up, so you're going to die and you're going to go to heaven.
Well, see, I'm trying not to die yet.
Well, then you're not close to heaven.
Okay.
That's how you look at it.
But I'm just like, oh my gosh. I'm like, six floor and up equals death. Okay. Okay. So, note to Seth, if I stay in any hotel anymore, like...
don't stay on the fifth floor, because then you're too close to hearing it. You borderline.
You might be, like, a witness to something. And then, like, we end episode 2, where they're talking about, like, rebranding. They tried. They tried hard. But
they also are on a bad part of town, too. Yeah, well, the water tank, we already talked about that, where I'm pretty sure the lid was closed, and then they went back and they said it was open. And then we already talked about Amy called her mom before 911. Suspicious. All right, third episode.
Episode 3 starts, and we're talking about the 14th floor. So we're talking about how, like, she's in this elevator, she's on the 14th floor, and I'm like, how in the world, like, we already discussed this, but how in the world do you know? Like, how do you know? How do you know? Please tell me, because I'm not seeing the button being lit, or not being lit, but, you know, whatever. I digress. So, also, we get clips of, you know, these people like Roman, the Cecil, where Tamara says she gets so much anxiety.
Do you think she really went up the fire escape, or do you think it was the steps and an employee did it so the alarms didn't go off? Or do you think the alarms don't really work?
Oh, we're about to talk about that now, because that's what I was about to go into. Okay. Where that guy said, oh, I pushed against the door and the alarm didn't go off. Oh, gosh, we're not going to be able to finish. So where he said he pushed against the door and it didn't go off. One, did you just push the door? Or did you push it open? Because I go back to when my child set the alarm off at McDonald's. It did not go off. Was you not there? No, I guess not. It was Jessica. I went outside to get something out of my car. And my child pushes open the emergency door. The alarm does not go off until the door opens. Like, until the magnet pieces come away from the door frame, does that alarm go off? You can push that little pushy thing, it's not going to go off. So I don't think that they even know the true answer to that, because they didn't. I don't think they opened it. I think they just pushed it. I think the system truly does work, and he didn't open the door whenever he's like, oh, da, 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 da. So I think she went up the fire escape because the dogs hinted that she went out a window, but they didn't like investigate. So I think she went that way, not the stairs to the door.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't even know what to think.
And then
I literally don't. There's like so many theories. Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know.
Oh yeah. And I don't know why, when I did the research for our episode a few weeks ago, when we talked about the guys bringing the box to her, It did not cross my brain that they were bringing books in this box. And then as soon as I watched the documentary and they talked about it, I'm like, oh, from the bookstore. And then they talk about it, I'm like, why did I not piece that together? Like, I was thinking like there was like something that they never like told us. And I was just like, oh my God, I feel so stupid. But I just felt like watching the documentary, like things were like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
But yeah, supposedly if you look up the bookstore address, it ties to where she's buried at in Canada.
Yeah, I think that somebody did that. And then what do you think about that creepy death metal guy?
I think it was a coincidence, but he seemed very, like, emotional. Like, he really didn't do it, please don't tie me to it kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, of course, the first time I see him, he did it. He did it.
Whenever it, like, showed his clip.
I'd be a horrible detective. I'd be like, they did it.
Whenever it showed, like, his clip and him being there, I was just like, oh, snap. Like, oh. And then it, like, showed clips of him and, like, his music videos. And I was like, oh, God. Like, what in the world? Like, this dude is creepy. And then it showed, like, his more sensitive side. And he talked about how, like, this affected him and he was suicidal. And I was just like, oh, dear God. Like, they came after him.
Yeah. For real. So before we run out of time, what do you think happened? Do you think somebody killed her? Do you think she committed suicide? Do you think she just went for a swim and she got stuck?
I feel like if this was me, you know, like snooping around, because like I've said before, like when I stayed at the one hotel that was haunted and I heard the bouncy balls going down those stairs, we did snoop around this place. Like the third floor was like, don't go up there. I didn't go up the third floor. I'm like, hey, my heart's not good enough for that. But we did go underneath the hotel because there's like a stream. Like you walk down the stairs and it like goes underneath part of the hotel. It was really weird. And there's like a...
Yeah, you're braver than me.
A stream. I can't think of what it's called. Like a
creek?
No, it's just like a pipe that has water coming out of it. I can't remember what his mom calls it. So I did a venture in this place. So I think, not saying, you know, like, oh, since I did, she did. But I think she probably adventured out there. She went up there, was probably
fire escape up that sketch where if you fall, you dead.
Yes. I feel like,
I think if I'm going to venture, I'm going to go up the steps.
But see, hold on. Let me get the reason why I think she went up the fire escape is the dog sent into that. And she was up there maybe like watching the stars, like, ooh, let me stick my feet in the water. And then she like fell in and couldn't get out. So that's what I think happened.
Okay, but you think the water was that high enough where she stuck her feet in and it was there?
I don't know if she, like, stuck her feet in and her feet got wet. But I know they did say the water rised and lowered. And so who knows how much water was in there. But I feel like if she got in or fell in, she wouldn't have been able to get out. Mm-mm. So what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of see if she was on medicine and she hallucinated and thought she was going swimming.
So do we think she committed suicide? I say no. I go back and I say no.
No.
I said earlier, but I don't think so now.
I don't think she did that, but
do you think she
much of it's too clip that, like, I feel like something's being covered up.
Yeah. Do you think she was murdered?
I don't know. They said that there was blunt force, right? To the head?
No. No.
I'm thinking of that game we played.
No. No trauma to her. No cuts, no scrapes, no nothing.
She had something, though, and they scratched it out, though, right?
They scratched out the rape and, I think, fingernail samples because it would have been invalid because she was in the water so long.
I don't know.
I don't think she was murdered. I really don't. I feel like this was truly...
I think more it was an accidental cause, but I feel like something's covered up.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Like, why would the lid be open and then it was closed before?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Something's... And then it just so happened to be that the Technus or whatever it was
the same name. That's
was Lamb Lissa.
It's crazy. But yeah,
I don't know. There's just too much weirdness to really know.
Yeah. So everybody go to either our Instagram page or our Facebook group. Tell us what you think. Do you think she committed suicide? Was she murdered? Or was it just an unfortunate accidental death? Let us know what you think.
Before we run out of time, are you going to tell them about the TikTok page?
Oh, yes, TikTok page. So I happened to fall across this guy. I can't even think of his name. But anyways, I will post him in the group. But I sent you a video before where you, like, see stuff. He lives across the street from the Cecil Hotel. Last night, he live streamed the hotel. Lights was flickering on and off. You could see what looked like to be like a shadow of somebody. So I'm saying, like, one, is this place that's really supposed to be like empty? Because if not, like, are homeless people living in there, or are ghosts really like, because there was lights on. And in that picture I sent you, there's a light on. There is a light on.
Yeah, there's one straight up on. And then I got chill bumps.
And I'm like,
it's PEETMONTZINGO. All right. Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.